Greetings, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Badass Unscripted, where I get to ramble about whatever I want, and I hope, against all hope, that somehow it's useful, that it teaches you something, or that it lifts you up or amuses you in some way. Here's my newest, greatest, favorite topic. Well, first of all, the word of the month seems to be upskill. I hear that everywhere. Upskill, upskill. So I want to upskill you on something that I think the rest of the world just doesn't bother to upskill on. And that's how to react in unstable, uncertain conditions. That is to say, how do you respond to mayhem? I did an episode, might have been a year back or more, called The First 6 to 8 Sprints Are Mayhem. I teach that to new teams to expect it for a bunch of reasons. Number one, I don't want the executives to think that the minute you descend agile in an organization, you're going to plug it in and all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, you're going to have all this marketable product that completely reorients the company and its market position. You know, it takes a while. Now, there's been books written on storming and forming and norming and all those things, and I think they're very astute and they're very true. But listen, you don't need a book. Here's what you need to know. The one skill that nobody teaches us in school, the one skill that nobody teaches us today in the modern workplace, and the one skill that I don't even think you learn anywhere in any agile book, is how to get good at dealing with uncertainty. That means too many instructions and requests per unit time, not enough clarity, not enough detail, not enough level setting or expectation setting about prioritization or what success looks like, with an accompanying expectation that you're still going to slam dunk it. You're still going to hit them out of the park. When you listen to that, what comes up for you? Did you hear unfair? Did you hear terrifying? Did you hear, I'm afraid I'm going to fail? In conditions like that, I can't be successful. If people don't tell me what's most important, if people don't tell me what right looks like, if people don't give me enough information to get the job done, they don't give me enough tools, they don't give me the right support, then I can't be successful. It's going to be a nightmare. I don't want to work in conditions like that. Well, that's exactly the point. See, here's the deal, guys. Life is like that. You may not want those conditions in your job, but if you're a parent, did you get an instruction book? Did you get a clear set of expectations? Did someone set priorities for you every single day? What if you were suddenly to be chased by a pack of wild dogs? Do you need a coach standing next to you with a megaphone telling you what to do next, which leg to put in front of the other one to get your ass to safety? I hope not. Furthermore, is there a course you can take on how to deal with breakups, how to deal with financial disaster, how to deal with a broken leg 10 minutes before a ski trip? No, this stuff just comes up in life, and you're expected to deal with it. And too many people that I see encounter that kind of adversity, that kind of overload, that kind of overwhelm, and they fall apart. One of the most important skills that I've learned in life, though, is how to accept that mayhem and recognize right now you're going to screw it up. A lot of people don't want to hear that. They can't accept that as a parent, you're going to mess up your kid a little bit. You're going to make some bad decisions, and those decisions will have long-term impacts. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to plan a wedding only to have the flowers or the cake not show up on the day. We haven't learned how to thrive in less than ideal conditions. And we don't like to disappoint, and we don't like to be disappointed. Well, listen, that's a recipe for struggle. Now, what's important in all of that is this. Listen carefully to this next part. If you get good at dealing with mayhem, at accepting that mayhem is natural, and while it's great to talk about forming, norming, storming, and all of that stuff, do we really take it to heart? Do we really accept that at the beginning of a project, it's going to be a lot of uncertainty, a lot of disagreement, a lot of not knowing what to do, a lot of wishing we had some marching orders or some priorities from the high ups? So you can textbook this all you want. We're not good at mayhem. If you could get good at dealing with that mayhem, learn to love the mayhem and accept that on the other side of mayhem, you're going to come away with exactly the learning and the tools that you need with this team, in this environment, in this company, for this particular initiative, with these specific personalities and this specific culture. You're going to come away with exactly the tools that you need to be successful if you're just willing to sit through the mayhem. Let it suck for a while. In the absence of clear direction, take one and expect to fail. The expectation of failure will make you better because it means that you are prepared to stand on your principles, to stand on your vision, to do the best you can with what you have until someone teaches you how to do better. As we all know, experience is the best teacher. But what's the opposite? What happens if you try to engineer your way out of mayhem? If in order to avoid the pain and the suffering of uncertainty, of lack of clarity, staring down the barrel of imminent failure or possible failure, what do we try to do? We try to create things. We try to create templates, standard operating procedures, 500-page business requirements documents. Why? To get us the certainty and the safety that we so strongly crave. But I say that's wrong. Invest the time instead on coaching your people through mayhem. In fact, practice mayhem. Encourage mayhem. What could you do today to mix things up? To teach people how to respond, how to prioritize in a crisis, how to seek out and support one another in times of confusion, how to prop one another up through the fear, how to accept and embrace failure as a team. Now you might say that sounds unethical almost. We want to condition people to operate in conditions of mayhem? That sounds stressful, anxiety-inducing. The whole point of training people to love the mayhem, to expect the mayhem, is to change your mindset, because it's the mindset that induces the anxiety. Do you see that? It's the story we tell ourselves about what will happen if we fail, about what would happen if we made a decision in the absence of clarity, if we made a decision and took action in the absence of certainty, in the absence of orders, if we took leadership rather than waiting for leadership. The worst thing that could happen is that you make a little mistake, and most mistakes are recoverable. In fact, the worst kind of mistake that you can make is waiting around and doing nothing until the way forward is clear, because that costs time. And my friends, time is the one resource you can never replace. You can replace lost money, but you can't recover time. So get your teams used to a little bit of mayhem. If you're starting a new project, let everyone know exactly what to expect. I might even post some exercises you can try in the future on how to gently introduce the coping and handling skills that people need to operate gracefully and successfully in the absence of clarity and certainty and safety. But until then, remember this, that mayhem is our greatest teacher. Mayhem is our greatest opportunity. And listen, if you can see your way through the mayhem and have fun with it, you can change even the most doubtful minds and hearts in your organization. So tell me about your experiences, guys. Tell me about the mayhem. How did you do? How did you respond? What worked and what didn't work? You can reach out at badassagile.com or find me on Twitter @badass_agile and on Instagram @badassagile. I look forward to hearing from you. And friends, thank you for being true believers and tuning in and week out. I love each and every one of you. I'll see you next time. Till then, stay badass.